ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Henry said, actually, you know, it's a coup. Henry coup or Henry sedition where Ogata like to take over the government here in the U.S. And as a Pacific Islander, and bringing back a lot of concern. Locationally, you may be looking coups and happen in Fiji, but coups in Fiji, or at least in 1987 and 2006 coups, and carried out by Fiji military. The 2000 coup, including certain segments or certain group from Fiji military, plus of civilians were over takeover. And so him shown that things so same and happen in the Pacific Islands, if you got him over the kind leaders were encouraging people or civilians for doing that one. Having said that, apart from Fiji, you know, institutions for government lo staka lot Pacific Island countries him not strong to mass. And he therefore taking one person, a strong politician or a strong leader, where for agitating other people, you mean ordinary people, for doing kind something where you may looking along Washington, D.C. Take, for instance, the places was in Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands of Vanuatu, but him not surprising, suppose a strong politician where him able for rallying civilians for takeover long government. And so it is a big lesson for you middle of Pacific Islands, how responsibility of the politicians or responsibility of any leader for make sure that kind something also may not happen in the region that you mean.
Now also you kind of indicate him come here, and it could happen here long Pacific. But, you know, kind also, let's say, long America. I mean, America, yeah. You mean, no, really expecting people for forum leader blong all get out, same like a good number of all get out, especially Republicans, yeah, or the base blow President Trump, yeah. No matter one him hemitalem, all get out, believe him now. All same lo outcome blow elections, yeah. So you think how easy or how one them supposed to say after an election, one fellow something or something come up or you mean any Pacific Island country?
Yeah, so two things. One is that you may look in huge division here in the U.S. In the last decade or so, division between what are Democrats or the left and what are Republican or the right-wing groups here in the U.S. And this whole division has been forced by one or politicians or some Trump, where willing and able for perpetuating misinformation, where he's making people believe him. And second is that nowadays, you may get him or the medium or some social media or internet, where people serve and mobilize or use him for putting out information or misinformation among people. So it's easy to masia for misinforming people about things, and people believe him. By you noticing that the case here in the U.S., planned a lot of the people were involved with this one, what tend to be right-wing or right-leaning, and planned a lot of the willing for believing anything. Now, the case of the Pacific Islands is easy to masia for misinforming people. Because planted people, do you mean not educated, but are willing for believing anything where anyone where he is seen to be educated can put him out. And also, stuck a lot of people, do you mean think that anything where him come out of the media and therefore right and correct and what by believing too, or him come out along social media. And so him easy to mass for misinforming people. And on top of that one, what the people where or what the push him on misinformation, yeah. What got a political objective, or try to get into offices of power, or some president, or the senators, or members of the House of Representatives, where like for ensure that political career blow at the hand safe. And so if you mix in that one, leaders where got a political objective and not like for promoting whatsoever, social media where having perpetuated more of the misinformation, and then people were willing to believe him. those three together, hemi sabe kosim any something no mahem happen.
Now long America, I think hemi sabe say all same politic block te hemi split down the middle. One for the side, all kata you know with them with the Democrats, and another one blow all kata lo Republican and party blow. President Trump, alongside long media too, you may have a say, mainstream media too, where I think people, either you go herem no more or you look TV where come out lo one fella side and another one. Is that why people all get just no like herem or looking the other side of the story and how you may where I think media is not that mainstream media anyway.
Look, case of the U.S., what mainstream media play an important role in this one. So if you look at Fox, for instance, so Fox Television has started in 1996 and him owned by Rupert Murdoch, same as in Washington Post. And so Rupert Murdoch were originally from Australia, had a quite powerful mainstream media, both the newspaper, the print media, as well as television. And so if you look at Fox, Fox and Trump depend on each other. So Trump by him repeating one Fox in Thailand, and then Fox by repeating one in Trump in Thailand. And so over the years, what you got him now is a group of people whereby listen only to Fox and not listen to any other television station, or some NBC or CNN or another television stations. Yeah. And so ideas, blogata, and views, blogata, have been influenced only by what, say, orata talking heads, law, Fox Television, talent. And so over time, you got a generation of people who grow up listening only to Fox or listening only to CNN. And so what no looking now world in a complex way, or looking world in that particular opinion where all talking heads, law, or television stations, your talent. And so let me influence him how people think and how people respond to politics or respond to anything inside the society. You may look at Pacific Islands, media believe me, him not as developed as us in the U.S. and him not as divided in the same way along right wing and left wing the same way us in the U.S. But there is a potential for that to happen nowadays that mainstream media blue are now moving online and streamlining, and so you know you must thinking good how media have developed and how media have influenced political ideas and societies blue.